have to have an operation?
Your penix.
Okay.
Call it the penix.
And you ate something that didn't agree with you and it came back up. You say you had to...
Indigestion.
Or you had to...
Heave.
Uh-huh. Any other ways of saying that?
I throwed it up.
Which sounds the best?
No, heave. Uh-huh.
What sounds the worst?
Throw it up. I throw it up. So I throw it up, heaved it like a dog. I heard say that a many times.
Uh-huh. And did someone threw up, you say he was sick? Where?
Sick in the stomach.
And you say he ran down the springboard and what, into the water?
Dived off in the water.
Okay. And several children have
died.
But I was too scared to.
I was too scared to dive in.
And if you dive in and hit the water flat, you call that a?
A splash.
Uh-huh.
But if I'd say I was too scared, I wouldn't be lying, or I would be. I never smelled a lick in my life.
Did you ever hear of a belly buster or a belly flop? Or?
Belly buster.
What's that?
Jumping in on your belly.
Uh-huh.
Flat.
You say several children have
swim.
Huh?
Swim.
And children usually like to
swim.
But if you don't know how to swim, you get in the water, you might
drown. Might get drowned.
Uh-huh. You say yesterday a man
was drowned at there.
Uh-huh. He got in the water and in a few minutes he
was going under.
Uh-huh.
He was drowned.
Uh-huh. And Sam, the boys going over to the same girl's house a lot and, you know, spending a lot of time with her. You'd say that he was
in love with her.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What about an old fashioned way of saying that? He was
Crazy about that girl.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear people say he was keeping company with her or courting her or sparking her?
Yeah. They courting her.
Uh-huh. Would you say that now?
No. No. We would say he was dating her now.
Uh-huh.
But in them days, he was courting her.
And he would be called her
boyfriend.
And she'd be his
girlfriend.
Is that what they used to call him?
Yeah, I guess it is.
And if a boy came home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother would say he had been
Kissing his girlfriend.
And if the girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you'd say that she
done quit going with him.
And he asked her to marry him, but she
said she didn't want him.
And they were engaged, and all of a sudden
she backed out.
Do you ever hear people say she jilted him or turned him down or threw him over?
Yeah.
Well, what does that mean?
That means she quit him.
Uh-huh.
Quit him for somebody else.
What would you probably say?
Now?
Uh-huh. Or back then?
She quit him?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But she quit him. She didn't want him. She seen somebody she liked better.
Well, she didn't quit him. You'd say they went ahead and got...
Got married.
Any joking ways of saying that?
Jumped the log.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Why'd they say that?
I don't know. That's just the word they use, jumping the log.
And at a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom, he's called the...
The bride groom?
Mm-hmm. Or the boy that stands up with them.
What did he call the groom? Gloom of the bride?
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear of the waiter or groomsman or best man?
The waiter?
Uh-huh.